Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Santonio Holmes, what about Super Bowl 43 and that catch?
I can't even put it into words, man. I think the tears at the moment of impact, seeing the referee raise his hands, knowing that the stage has been set and history has been made, that this won't be repeated again and it go down in the history books forever.
What about Pittsburgh?
You can hear it in the background right now. They're the most important part of any season, any organization, because without them feeding us the motivation and the drive during the competition, you know, and being behind our side every time, you know, we wouldn't be who we are today.
Okay, and what about Martavis Bryant, Santonio Holmes?
To speak from a receiver's perspective or from a fan's perspective, the opportunity was given to him. For him to relive all his dream and continue the success of his story, then I'm happy for him.
When did he become back part of, like, the Steeler family? When did this happen? Not that he was, like, banished or, like, blackballed or anything, but...
Sounds like he grew up a bit, though.
I guess. He was on the field last night at that practice thing. He had a number 10 jersey on, Santonio Holmes.
He he did the ribbon cutting at a Steeler store at the Tanger Outlet.
I know.
The Chris Letang Outlet.
The Chris Tangeray Outlet. When did this all happen?
I'm not sure. I was thinking the same thing.
Were you under the impression that Santonio Holmes wasn't in good graces for a while? And then all of a sudden, he's like, he's an ambassador.
Coming back polished.
For the Steelers.
I mean, I'm sure Jeff Spicoli turned his life around in Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
He's
come a long way since smoking dope outside of the Civic Arena.
So far that he wants to help out the young receivers.
I know.
I would look forward to it. I would like to help around as much as I can. I think these young guys need to hear from the veterans who've played here to understand what the tradition is like and what it's like to carry on, you know, that legacy around here.
Hey, I don't want to drag the guy off if he wants to help out. Seriously, he sounds genuine here.
He does. But I agree with you. When I saw that for the first time, I was just like, wow.
Is this an imposter? Is this really Santonio Holmes? Like, because I thought the Steelers were like, hey, he's kind of a bad guy. We don't want him around. You know, and this is news to me.
It's amazing what time does.
So
just a couple years.
Bring him out.
What was the thing he said about Martavis? He had like two different perspectives. He left out the third.
Yeah, he said he's a leader.
He's one of the guys that they look up to as a leader around here. And to have an opportunity to be back here in the Steeler organization, you know, he's very thankful and grateful that they've given him that opportunity. And we should definitely look forward to some big things from him this year.
You hear him, the kids in the background, Colony,
yeah.
Colony.
Yeah, I was home though.
That's something. Yeah, I know. They were waiting for you.
I'd never made it.
It's like when Elvis leaves the building and they don't know, and they're just still chanting for him.
That's right. They still think the Flyers have a chance, but no, Elvis has left.
But there it is. Santonio Holmes, I guess he's welcome back into the Steeler family. So I hope he becomes a productive guy. I mean, seriously. They seem to have washed their hands of the guy a couple years ago. I don't know, though.
Well, they did. They dumped him for a low draft pick, and, let's see, they got Antonio Brown out of it.
Take something.
In a roundabout way.
Take something and kill yourself, I think was the tweet. Remember that?
I remember that.
Yeah, the middle of the night tweet.
Yeah.
I don't know. Hopefully he gets it in order. He sounds like he has it in order. You know what? I don't think he would be acting recklessly and the Steelers would bring him back. It was probably some sort of vetting process to all of that. Like he has his ducks in a row and then, okay, go open the Tanger store and then be up at the stadium and you're part of our family again. Good for him. Seriously, good for him. Stop jagging him off, Jim. It's a long way since he was smoking dope outside the arena.
Well, that's true. That's not jagging him. That's just telling
him
it's
not a long
like
way. It's like a mile and a half across the bridge.
Yeah.
Not a long
way
at all.
You can take the T now, too.
For free.
couldn't do that before.
Single zone in town. He could take it for free.
Absolutely.
Right under the river.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.